Blog Talk Radio.
Thank you for listening to another episode of Hebrews 4:16. It is certainly good to just be here to talk about the Word and the Word of God and His goodness and all that He's done for us. But there is certainly no other, none like our God, and none that we can ever fathom. God is so good, and He is so merciful, and His mercy endures forever. The premise of this show, Hebrews 4:16, let us therefore come boldly unto the throne of grace, that we may obtain mercy and find grace to help in the time of need. Many of us have needs, many of us have desires, and just things that are on our hearts. Maybe we're feeling heavy about something, but it is so good to know that all we have to do is come to Christ on our knees and pray and ask Him to supply our every need. So He's always there with us. He loves us. He wants to be close to us. He wants us to know that He is there for us. He is our Father, our friend, our supporter. You know, that hand that lifts us up in the time of need. He is a mighty God. He can move mountains. And sometimes we doubt. You know, sometimes, you know, you might think that, man, I've done so many things that are against the Word of God. And I ask for forgiveness, but how could He forgive me? But God's grace and His mercy is everlasting. They're everlasting. And His mercy is so great. All He wants us to do is to come unto Him. And He will forgive us of our sins. His salvation to us is a gift. We don't have to work for it. We don't have to do it. We don't even have to pay for it. All we have to do is believe that He is Lord, that He died on the cross for our sins, and that He loves us. And all He wants us to do is to love Him back. What a great God He is. What a great God. Lord, I just thank You today. I thank You for Your mercy, Your grace, Your wondrous works. There is none like You. I thank You, Lord, that You've kept us. You've kept us throughout the day. You've kept us even through these months. You've kept us, Lord, even during times where we seem like we cannot go on anymore. Maybe we are tired in our bodies. Maybe we're tired in our minds and we can't go on anymore. But Lord, You continue to lift us up. You continue to strengthen us. You continue to help us to go on. And I pray for those, Lord, who have a heavy heart today. I pray that You lift them up. Give them peace. Give them strength to go through. Give them direction, God. Maybe they are having trouble deciding what to do on an issue, God. But Lord, give them that direction that they need to follow through. In the name of Jesus, Lord. Lord, I lift up today that person, oh God, who needs direction. I ask that You lead, God. Take their hand. Lead them in the path of Your righteousness. Lead them in the path of their purpose, so that they would know which way to turn, where to go. I pray for that person who is in a battered home right now. I ask, oh God, for peace in that home. And if it's necessary, Lord, that they have to have a way out, Lord, release them from that marriage of pain. Maybe they got into it, and there's all the trouble and abuse, God, I pray and ask, Lord, that you rescue them. Rescue them, that they would have a way out, oh God. And if it's meant for them to stay, Lord, I ask, oh God, that you put peace in that home and understanding, God. Peace and understanding and communication, God. We know that marriage is a blessing and children are a blessing. But Lord, we ask for your peace now over that marriage that is struggling, God, in the name of Jesus. I pray for that person who is struggling for food, God. They don't know where their next meal or their next dime is coming from. I ask, oh God, that you be right now supply their every need according to your riches and glory, God. Fill their plate, oh God. And if they have children and a spouse, oh God, fill their plates, oh God. Just like, Lord, you increase the fish to feed the people, oh God, to feed the 5,000. Lord, increase, oh God, that their bellies will be full, that their bills will be paid, and that there will be no more worries, oh God, and that a job will come, Lord. A job will come, and that they will have favor. Favor, oh God, in Jesus' name, Lord. Lord, I pray, oh God, for those, oh God, who are being tortured for your name's sake. Strengthen them in their bodies. Strengthen them, God. Strengthen them in your spirits, God. Walk beside them day in and day out. And be with them if they're in a cell somewhere. Because of your name's sake, I ask, God, that you strengthen them and encourage them to continue in your word, oh God. Even with those who say that you are not Lord, but that they will stand and say, Jesus is Lord. Protect their families, God. There's so many overseas suffering for your name's sake. But I pray for their protection, that your Holy Spirit surround them and their families, God. In the name of Jesus. I pray for those here in the United States, here, oh God. I pray for those who are in poverty today. Supply their needs, put food on their plates, help them to pay the bills, oh God. Give them a home if they have no home, God. In the name of Jesus, give them jobs and better jobs, God. In the name of Jesus, give them the ability to use their talents, the talents that they have, that they might work and be fruitful. In Jesus' name, Lord, supply their needs. I pray, oh God, I pray for the child today who is being abused. I pray for your rescue, God. I pray for your rescue, that child who doesn't have a voice because they're so tiny. I pray for your rescue for them, Lord, and for their peace and protection, God. In the name of Jesus, God, I thank you for your holiness and your word. For there is none like you, God. Hallelujah. I pray for that student today who is going into competition tomorrow. I ask, oh God, that you give him favor, give him strength, encourage him, help him to do well and to come up, come out on top in the name of Jesus. We know that all we have to do is ask. So I ask, oh God, for your favor upon him now and help him to do well in his competition, Lord, in the name of Jesus. In the name of Jesus, I thank you, God. I pray for the person today that is experiencing pain in their back and in their legs. I pray, oh God, that you heal them today and let them be made whole. I pray for that person who has been battling cancer. Make them whole, God. Make them whole. Make their cells normal again, God. I pray for that woman, oh God, who wants children, God. That husband and wife that wants children and have been struggling to have children. I ask you, Lord, that you touch her womb, that she may be fruitful and multiply, God. And that you will open up her womb to give birth, and that a blessing of a child will come forth. Thank you, God. Thank you, God. Thank you, God. For you are a mighty and awesome God and powerful God. I give you the glory, God, for there is none like you. Glory to your name, Father God. Glory to your name. Thank you, God. But there is none like you. Hallelujah, Jesus. Blessed assurance, Jesus is mine. Oh, what a foretaste of glory divine. Purchased by God, born of His Spirit, washed in His blood. This is my